Super Bowl Sunday, now several seasons ago. Shut me right down like the rookie I was. Yep, she blew me away like a pro. She told me she cheated. Lord, I was defeated. I knew I would never be the same. She left the house just before halftime, but it felt like the end of the game. La da 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 da. She'd met him during the regular season. You might say that he'd thrown her a pass. You might say that he'd gotten some good penetration with some illegal use of his ass. You might say that he'd stolen my Super Bowl ring, took my trophy on home to his shelf, screwed me right out of my franchise. You might say I had to play with myself. La da 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 da. So I sat out a couple seasons with my heart on the injured reserve. I sat there and I dwelled on the losing and the bad breaks that I didn't deserve. Then I think of the years that the Steelers went through on their way to the dynasty. Old Joe and the Jets, who beat all the bets that Sunday in Super Bowl III. La da 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 da. So if all you've been doing is losing, fumbling your love life away, fourth down and 10, punting again, just remember every dog gets his day. Got to go for the line, one play at a time, plugging and paying your dues, knowing there would be nothing to winning if there wasn't something to lose. La da da da. And like Abe Lincoln says, you can't fool all of the people all of the time into thinking that you're number one. And if all that you did was make love all the time, making love would not be so much fun. La da da da. Oh yeah, she left me on the Super Bowl Sunday.